seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement, you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have it down, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're the one most likely to succeed.
Okay, welcome back to the continuing story of the Perfume Nationalist. I have a very special guest, Mr. Brooke Bowers. Only my second actual, like, pre-podcast IRL old friend who actually knows me, who's ever come on the podcast. So this is huge. How are you doing tonight, Brooke?
Very good. I'm super, super excited to be on the Perfume Nationalist podcast. I've heard about it for a long time. I've heard some good things.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have to give myself an intro here?
No.
Okay.
So Brooke is one of the biggest influences on my entire life. I keep thinking lately about how, like, my whole personality is ripped off of other people, and, like, about, like I would say 65% of my interests now, I feel like, originated with you getting me into them on, forums in the early 2000s.
Yeah, so I've known you since you were, like, 15, I think.
Yeah, it was something 2002, like that. I believe.
At this point, we've known each other most of our lives, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, you're one of the only people I can say that about. That's really crazy. So to go back through it, we met on the prestigious DVD file forum at the heyday of the wonderful format known as DVD. How did we start talking?
I mean, just through the... because we were both awesome gay dudes who had exquisite tastes and stuff.
Yeah, and at that time you had a website, I remember, with some kind of...
It was really bad. Hopefully no one tries to find it.
No one can find it, but it had some kind of anime characters. What anime show was it? But it was not in the conventional anime nerd context.
I was really into this website that I had found that was like this Japanese person who made like manga about Apple computers, which I was really into. I'm still into, as you know, I was a Mac IT administrator for a little while. So I love the Macintosh. I did back in the day. I was also into anime in high school. Definitely liked Evangelion, which you enjoy as well.
Yeah, and you had the original DVD set that was like $150, right? With like each individual.
I'm sure. I wish I still had it. I don't.
Yeah. Well, they finally put it back in print. People complained about Fly Me to the Moon not being on there, but honestly, I can't take it because those fucking weebs will come up with any reason for you not to watch it. It doesn't fucking matter. I want to watch it recorded off of someone's TV on a phone at this point. But I'm glad that they put it out on that set. So, let's see, we were into a lot